City workers in Rio there spraying insecticide around the city's famous Samba Drome. Carnival starts in a little over a week, and officials want to make sure the crowds who will gather at the parade venue are safe from the Zika virus, or rather from the mosquitoes that spread the virus, as we heard a moment ago. Catherine Osborne is a reporter in Rio, so you watched some of the spraying at the Samba Drome this week. What are they targeting exactly?
They're targeting the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which spreads dengue fever, chikungunya fever, and now Zika virus, as we know.
Yeah, what does it smell like in the Samba Drome? Like insecticide right now?
There was a brief smell while they were spraying it. They say that they're using an insecticide that doesn't have health consequences. It's a low level, so it doesn't affect people as much as it affects mosquitoes. It should smell probably like a lot of sweat by the time Carnival comes around and not too much like pesticide.
That's a huge stadium, though. I mean, I imagine if you're spraying the whole stadium, some of that insecticide then goes into the neighborhoods. How far and wide are officials spraying?
So both in the Samba Stadium, which will hold thousands of people as Samba schools parade down the main aisle during Carnival, and then also in some of the other parts of the city where there's going to be street parades, what's difficult is that the whole city sort of turns into a carnival. And so you have bands that parade down streets and sometimes improvise and take routes that aren't predicted. So almost everywhere is going to have celebrators. They're spraying in the places where the biggest parades are going to be and hoping that that reduces the risk.
Yeah, I mean, tons of people turn out for Carnival, not just Brazilians, but from all over the world. There must be other steps that they're taking to prepare for this. It's totally unpredictable what could happen.
It is, and that's sort of the nature of Carnival. One concern this year is that there's a possibility that's being investigated that Zika virus, instead of only being spread through mosquito bites, could possibly be transmitted sexually. Sexually transmitted diseases are a concern in Rio Carnival every year, and the health department always distributes condoms both at the Samba Drome and at health posts around the city. Again, it's not certain that Zika could be spread that way, but they're making sure to stay vigilant on that front. And additionally, a lot of education about wearing mosquito repellent.
Olha só, a distribuição de preservativo. Isso tem em todos os locais do carnaval.
That's Marcos Ferreira from the health department, and he says that every year sexually transmitted diseases during Carnival are a concern. So in all the official Carnival venues, they distribute condoms, and this year especially.
So what has Zika done to dampen excitement over Carnival? Have you heard of any tourists canceling their trips yet?
I've heard of people who are going to come to Rio, even reporters who are going to come cover the Olympics who have canceled their travels, some tourists canceling their travels. Locally, it's a concern because if you live here, you know, your environment determines what risk you're going to have. Standing water and trash and buzzing mosquitoes aren't equally distributed across the city. So folks in low-income neighborhoods are certainly concerned about lack of sanitation there. Two-thirds of the homes in Rio don't have their sewage collected and treated. And that's something that folks here have fought for a long time to get, and with this concern is even more important.
So Rio's also got another even bigger event coming up, the Summer Olympics, which are less than 6 months away. Lots of investment there. Is that of even bigger concern for officials in Brazil?
It's certainly a concern. And so the treatment that they're doing now at the Samba Stadium, which is weekly pesticide spraying, is going to begin in Olympic venues starting in April. And that's where athletes are staying. That's where the competitions will be. As those venues, some of them are still under construction, so they're being inspected as they're being finished. The hope is that additional mosquito infection there will be prevented by this.
And I gather the Brazilian military is going to be involved trying to beat back the Zika virus before the Olympics. What can the military do?
That's mostly in the north of Brazil, where public health is even more precarious. Mm-hmm. And essentially, troops are going in, fumigating larger areas. And this is areas where there isn't a sort of neighborhood by neighborhood health posts like there are in the city of Rio. In the city of Rio, there's a health official for every 800 to 1,000 homes who's responsible for inspecting the homes, even inside homes. Is there a swimming pool with standing water, etc.? In other parts of the country, the infrastructure isn't as developed as that. So you have these sort of widespread spraying fumigation campaigns.
So, Catherine, you live in Rio. How front and center is Zika in terms of media, the public health campaign, and is it reflected in people's urgency and their concern?
It's certainly becoming more urgent, as I think Brazilians are also aware of how much global media and global populations are aware of it. It took a long time for the government to sort of have a TV address say, this is an emergency, declare a public health emergency. It was declared in December. You know, there's a widespread sentiment of, we wish that we were informed about this sooner. We wish that there was better sort of sanitation coverage in our city. certainly resentment on the part of mothers and deep sadness on the part of, for example, mothers who've had children born with microcephaly. So it's a growing concern, certainly.
Reporter Catherine Osborne, based in Rio. Thanks very much, Catherine.
Thank you, Marco.